View this as unconstitutional to attack a country that did not attack us. I and the people I represent said not just no, but something like heck no.
All right, so that's one of the many opinions flying around Washington, and that's from Congressman Ted Yoho from Florida, Republican, and he's saying forget about it, no way. As much as the public, which is less than 10%, are backing any kind of action in Syria, all signs are a go, committee-wise, certainly. But what happens when you have the full Senate and the House back? I think either way, the White House makes this move. We all know what it's going to be, including Assad and everybody on the ground in Syria. In the meantime, you throw in the G20 summit and the hard feelings between our president and Vladimir Putin, who is laughing behind our backs after Ed Snowden and everything else. He continues to lob nasty barbs in the direction of Obama. So obviously that red line is very, very costly. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as you know, you can dance anytime you want with me. I don't care if you're left of left or right of right. My number is 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Coming up in this hour, we're going to chat with Jeff Atticott. In fact, coming up around the bend, our terrorism expert. Listen to what he has to say about whether an action is even legal, that you need three things to make it legal, and we don't have any of the three things. He also talks about how weak our policy is and the policy reasons and the potential for mission creep after lobbing a few missiles into Syria's backyard. All right, let's go to our leadoff man. That would be Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, Super K. How you
doing? Man, how are you?
Well, you know, let's just say the truth here. Obama really showed Putin, didn't he? He went over there and talked to homosexuals and bisexuals and transsexuals and semisexuals in Sweden. And, I mean, that must have sent a real message to the Russians right there, you know. I can imagine also our Marines out there floating around, you know, going, yeah, look at our president. Now, what's he doing? We're about to go to war, and he's, you know, at a freak show over there in Sweden. Unbelievable. But, you know, anybody that's listening that has had kids will say, my goodness, Obama is doing the same thing my little kids do when they don't want to take responsibility for something. They go, I didn't do that. He did it. I didn't do that. He did it. I didn't say anything about the red line. Oklahoma did. And remember? I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. He's saying the red line. Yeah, it's not my red line. It's the world's red line is what he's saying now, because this became big fodder for a conversation throughout the day. But remember, this whole red line is exactly what he said. I mean, it's what he said.
It's like he didn't think anybody was watching him when he said it the first time.
Yes, but once you say that, he's the president. Hello, everything is recorded. He said it. He didn't, you know, I mean, give me a break. He said it. He put it out there, and he said, this is it. And now I think it is a matter of saving face. Of okay, I can't run away from this. I'm going to have to just address this. But Foreign policy for Barack Obama is mythical.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
What I want to emphasize, though, is no one is talking about what Syrians are going to do. Okay? Now, I remember when we tried to move forces through the Mediterranean, the Russians could easily spot us. Okay? I mean, the Mediterranean is, you know, it's like a lake. And It's hard, very hard to sneak ships around there. You know, maybe submarines, okay. But surface ships, very, very difficult. And do you think the Syrians are just going to stand there? I'll tell you what, if I was a Syrian, I would have plenty of drones myself. Remember, the Chinese are building drones like crazy, all right? The Chinese are giving people rockets. The Iranians got rockets. They're supporting Russia. So as soon as the first shot is fired, if I'm Syria, I'm going to already have hundreds of little boats out there.
Absolutely.
Following every ship, in, you know, within 300 miles of the Syrian coast. If you don't think the Syrians have people here in the United States, because let me tell you what, we can't stop anybody from coming across this border, okay? And I hope to God that they didn't think this through. But if I was a Syrian, before I had shot those gas weapons off, I would have infiltrated people with gas weapons into the United States. And then I would have sent a little message to Obama saying, okay, don't think that the gas weapons are just in Syria, baby. And it could be a bluff. But we have to remember, the Syrians are not just going to lie there, especially when they have the Russians and the Chinese and the
yes.
Iranians on their side.
I was just going to say that, because they got powerful, powerful friends.
You remember when Rand Paul was talking to Kerry, and Kerry thought he had him, and Rand Paul didn't really, answer back. Kerry said, what do you think is going to happen if we don't do anything? Okay? Do you think if we don't do anything that the chances of gas warfare will go up or down? In other words, he was saying, you know, we're going to encourage them if we don't do something. What Rand Paul should have said was, you know, it's common sense. If nobody hits you, you don't hit them.
Right.
But if somebody hits you, you hit them.
You're going to hit back.
He could have crushed them on that. But we have to think, what are the Syrians going to do? What are the Russians going to do? You know, Putin's going to, he would love to have give targeting information to the Syrians and have the Syrians send a couple of Scuds, and they got lucky and hit a destroyer. That would be a huge blow to American prestige. So I just wanted to put out there that we need to look at it from the point of our enemies. What are
right.
they going to do?
Right. What are they going to do? What's going to be the blowback for what we ultimately do? Tomas, as always, some good thoughts there. He's right. What about from their point of view? And we're going to talk about that next with Jeff Atticott. What happens once we do it? What happens to the people once we lob a few missiles and then we sail away? What changes in Syria? And so we spend millions of dollars doing that. Do we really save the people? Are we pulling people out of a situation that's awful? The answer is, it doesn't look that way, does it? So crossing the red line doesn't mean we're running in to save the day and swoop up and take all the people away from what could be another chemical attack. It just means that, okay, so we're going to fire some warning shots, if you will, some missiles, probably into areas that are already cleared by the Syrian army. That conversation's coming up next, and then we're going to talk with Brandon Lang as well. Plus, we have Nail the Score coming up in our next hour and a whole bunch of odds and ends and mailbag and whatnot coming up, too. So stay with us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit
Missouri, you're going to love this. He's one of our favorite people on the show. He's added so much to our discussions here on America Tonight, whether we're talking about Afghanistan, whether we're talking about things that weren't happening, things that should have happened, how long we lingered in Afghanistan or in Iraq and whatnot. And he's back with us again, terrorism expert Jeff Atticott. Thanks for coming back on America Tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
So the Senate panel votes to authorize force in Syria. What do you think?
Well, again, that's just a panel, and I think it's illegal. Basically, we hear the president and all these senators talking about the moral reasons we should go in, which is fine, but we have to have a legal basis. You simply can't attack another country because you don't like their policies or the way they're killing people, and a lot of countries kill their own people. That happens all the time. What's the legal basis? There's only 3 legal reasons you can attack another country. One, in self-defense. Syria has not attacked the United States. Syria has not attacked any other country, so that doesn't work. 2, if the Security Council authorizes it, Security Council has said, no, we're not going to authorize it. And 3 is this doctrine called humanitarian intervention. And that doctrine says that if a country is basically imploding on itself, you have massive genocide on a biblical scale, then another country can intervene to stop the killing. Here, the facts don't fit, and plus Obama doesn't want to intervene to stop the killing. He wants to punish the Syrian regime because his credibility has been ruffled or something for whatever reason, but there's no legal basis to go into Syria, and those are the cold, hard facts. That's why none of the commentators, none of the senators are responding to the legal basis. They simply get very outraged when you even pose the question. How dare you ask that question?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Then you have on the other side of it, you have Vladimir Putin who's saying, look, John Kerry is lying. John Kerry, the Secretary of State, is lying about what's going on with Syria, and he's downplaying the role of al-Qaeda with rebel forces, because, you know, then that's the other side of this, what's happening with the rebel forces and arming them, and who are they, and that kind of thing. And you and I have talked about this before. I mean, do we even know when things like this happen in a country like Syria?
Both sides hate us, and whoever wins, they're still going to hate us regardless of what we do to them or for them.
Right, so it doesn't matter. Exactly.
No,
and we
it
don't know.
Matter. And Al-Qaeda has huge influence on the so-called freedom fighters, rebels. We've been down that road before in Egypt, in Libya, and every country that Obama has intervened in.
Yeah. So there's polls galore everywhere across the United States, and we have open polls here, obviously, on America Tonight, people throwing in their 2 cents. And there's no doubt that the majority of people in the U.S. just oppose this, say, this is ridiculous. Why are we doing this? Why are we involved? Obviously, it's sad when you see the photos, but it's exactly what you said. But now, as you say, the president and his credibility being challenged, is he even concerned about what the American people think?
No, in fact, his arrogance got us into this first place because a year ago he said, I am drawing a red line. Who are you to draw a red line? That's up to the Security Council to determine if a country needs to be punished for, you know, violating some norm or international norm. You are not the the Secretary General of the United Nations, President Obama. You're supposed to be our president. You're supposed to look out what's for our best national interest, not the interest of the world. You simply don't have that authority. He's almost like he's back in Chicago, and my credibility has been questioned. Therefore, I need to take action to restore my credibility. I even heard the president in one of his talks talk about my military, and I was shocked. It's not your military. You know, it's our military.
Yeah.
And you and I both have military experience. We know about war. You know, the cost that you're gonna encounter. And plus the unintended consequences is something that no one's considering. What will happen when you shoot these cruise missiles in? They're gonna bring out their dead women and children that we killed. This could cause things to occur that we haven't even thought of yet because there's just too many moving pieces. I'm sorry that this fellow used gas, if he did use gas, but it's up to the Security Council to solve this problem under international law. They have not attacked us, and it's not humanitarian intervention. We have no legal right. And I think the policy reasons are very weak that, you know, if we don't enforce it, nobody else will. Well, I'm sorry. You know, we can't enforce the problems of the world. That's not our job.
Yeah, I agree. It's not our job to be the enforcers in other countries, especially, as you said, in giving us the legal reasons, too, and the ramifications there, because we don't have the legal reasons and nobody's talking about that. So let's say Congress comes back and then you lob the missiles in, as you said, then we have collateral damage, bringing out the innocent people who ultimately were killed. But as the ships go away and that's it, what will be different about the Assad regime anyway? What will be different in Syria? Anything?
Well, who knows? Because President Obama has been known to have mission creep in Libya, as we know. The Security Council only authorized the no-fly zone, but Obama led NATO down the primrose path. We started blowing up trucks on the ground. We started to attack Gaddafi in the suburbs, way beyond what the Security Council authorized. And that's one of the reasons the Security Council now will not give President Obama any backing on this, because he's lost his credibility because he didn't keep his word when we had the Libya campaign. And Russia and China were very upset about that.
Yeah, no question about it. We see what their reaction was. So the strikes happen. Do you think you see that maybe France is saying, okay, but even in England, the parliament is not backing this up. So not that many people are throwing in. What if there's hardly any allies to say, okay, yeah, absolutely, we'll be there, we'll help you. What if we only have one or two connected to us as we go ahead and use force of some sort in Syria? Doesn't that also look bad?
It does. There's no coalition. He has not put together any coalition. NATO has said, we're not doing it. The United Nations said, we're not doing it. Our strongest ally has been England. We're not doing it. And the French may or may not assist. That remains to be seen. But when Vice President Biden was asked about this, oh, yeah, we got all the allies on our side. It's simply not true.
It's definitely not true. All right, so we've talked about this a little bit at the beginning. We're talking with Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert. The credibility of the United States at this point, foreign policy-wise, what would you say the credibility is on a scale of 1 to 10, and, of course, 10 being the worst?
I'd say we're about a 9 right now because, you know, the president's credibility is, well, look at Snowden. You know, Snowden is a U.S. citizen. The Russians said, no, we're not going to give him to you. Chinese kick sand in our face. There's no peace breaking out in the Middle East. It's worse now than it was under George Bush. We simply don't have any credibility. North Koreans, yeah, whatever. We're going to fire off another missile test. What are you going to do about it? Iranians, they're not afraid of President Obama. They're continuing full speed ahead with their nuclear plans. That's what he should be worried about, not a couple of gas bombs in Syria. Iran is the major threat to the region, not Syria.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And Iran is obviously watching this very closely. And if you're them, what are you thinking? I think they're licking their chops at this.
Well, you know, their ambition is to get nuclear weapons. And they're going to continue forward. This is not going to deter them. I think perhaps President Obama might be thinking, well, if I blow up some things in Syria, that'll deter Iran. It's not going to deter them. It simply will not deter these people.
Yeah. I wanted to, since the last time we had you on, we were talking about lots of different things, including Bradley Manning. What did you ultimately think of what happened with Manning and the time that he got for the leaks to WikiLeaks? And, of course, he's looking for a presidential pardon. But what did you ultimately think as far as what Manning got?
Well, that was way too lenient. We're trying to send a deterrent signal to other people. If you engage in this type of espionage, and by the way, he leaked the most classified documents in the history of this type of activity. He should have gotten a much heavier sentence, but the judge, of course, was weak-kneed. She gave him a sentence that will see him out in the street in about 7 years. That's not a deterrent. And so I was disappointed with the judge's decision. I applaud his lawyers because they didn't go with a jury. They went with a judge, and she did not render a just sentence for what he did.
Yeah, I agree with you. Then there's the question of Snowden, and you mentioned already Putin just laughing in the U.S.'s face. No problem, gets asylum there. Supposedly that's temporary. He could end up in, you know, South America somewhere. What do you think the right course of action is for the U.S. now at this point? Because really we're stuck on that one.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do. No, there's nothing we can do. But it does reveal that we do not have a close working relationship. Hillary Clinton's restart button really didn't work. George Bush had better relationships with the Russians than Obama has had in these 5 years. And from the very get-go, when he unilaterally stopped the missile defense system and got nothing in return, they figured, wow, this guy is not a very strong negotiator, is he?
Yeah, exactly. All right, always a delight, Jeff Atticott, to talk to you, terrorism expert, St. Mary's School of Law. How's things at St. Mary's?
Doing good. We're doing great. The law school is prospering. Our center is doing very well. We're doing a lot of activities defending our soldiers that are wrongfully accused of war crimes, ROE violations. We're working on a case right now to sue the Palestinian Liberation Organization for the murders that they committed during the Second Intifada. I'm going to be a subject matter expert witness in that federal court case in New York, so we're doing a lot of stuff.
All right, keep us abreast of that one for sure. Jeff Atticott, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You need to know your friends. You need to know that I'll be waving my hand, watching you drown, watching you scream, quiet all night.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn & Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Or be trite, real name, no gimmicks.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back, back, back again. She's back, 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 tell her friend.
Finally, we've been waiting for a long time for this, and it's here. We kicked things off with college football this past weekend, and now Thursday night football action back in the house. 17 weeks of football plus the playoffs. Brandon Lang, he is so entertaining, man, and he is the master blaster when it comes to handicapping. Brandon, what's your, like, your average is crazy off the charts. Last time I looked, it was nuts.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny. You're only as good as your last winner, and that's the frustrating part of doing what I do is you don't win enough to satisfy the people that need you to win. So the 7, 8, 9, 10-day winning streaks, you know, early today I had the Mets, a nice underdog winner in baseball. That's my third straight winning day. But if I lose tomorrow, nobody remembers the three straight losing days. They're pissed because they lost on Thursday. So no sleep for the weary. It's trying to win every day, trying to win every week, and it's not so much what you do from the standpoint of, let's say, 67% or 75% when people ask me, well, what's your percentage? Not about so much the percentage as putting together winning days that lead to winning weeks, that lead to winning months, that lead to winning years. And that's kind of the consistency that I'm looking for. And September and football off to a good start last weekend by getting the winning week, heading into that first big, fat, juicy weekend of the NFL, oh, my, it doesn't get much better than that.
No kidding. And the kickoff game is great. You have the Ravens at Denver and the Broncos, Peyton Manning. I mean, this is the big year, I think, for Peyton Manning, an even bigger coming out party. In this matchup, what do you think happens here? Denver, the line is 7.5.
Yeah, people tell me all the time I'm too hard on Peyton Manning, and I'm like, why? The greatest regular season quarterback in NFL history. Nobody better in the regular season. But something that shocks people when I tell them the next stat, some people know it, some people don't. But Peyton Manning's career playoff record, he's 10-12. Joe Flacco in the NFL for only 6 years has a career playoff record of 9-4. He's got one less win than Peyton Manning in half the season. So that kind of shows you the failures of Peyton Manning in the NFL playoffs. Yeah, he won a Super Bowl, but I don't think that Super Bowl win over the Bears was as much Peyton Manning winning as Rex Grossman losing it. So Brother Eli's got two, Peyton's got one, line 7.5. I don't know if you can mess around with the side. I don't, for me, see how this game isn't going to go over the posted total of 49.
All right, so look for that. We'll look for that as a big play. Another game that I think is kind of intriguing anyway on the board, and of course there are a bunch of them. It's the first game out of the chute, but for some reason I have my eye on this, and maybe it's because I'm obsessed with this whole Jets thing and what they're going to do and Rex Ryan and whatnot. Tampa Bay is favored by 3.5. The Jets are hosting Tampa Bay. Say it ain't so that the Jets won't cover that line.
Well, the funny thing about it is that the Jets' career against Tampa Bay, they're 6-0. They've never lost to them. Now you got Revis coming in. Now you got Tampa Bay, a 3-point favorite. Now you got, you know, Geno Smith. Now you got, I mean, there's just so many tangibles that you can't handicap in this game. But I'm inclined, as crazy as it sounds, I'm inclined to take the home dog. It's not a game I'll wager on my own. It's not a game that I'll really watch on TV, but it wouldn't surprise me if the Jets, a home dog, would be the right play in this game.
All right, so Jets. How about this? This is a late game, 4:25 kick on Sunday. I just like this matchup, but the Packers and the 49ers, I think this is pretty tough to handicap this one, don't you think?
Well, they throw that big, fat, juicy 4.5 number out there, and that's a number that, you know, it's a tough number to lay. You're up 10 late, backdoor touchdown, Aaron Rodgers trying to drive late. Bottom line is this. It's either going to be a 49er blowout, or it's going to be a close game, and it's going to be a field goal game. I just know one thing. I don't believe Green Bay letting Jennings go is just going to be something they just get over and go forward. I don't know. I've always said this the last couple of years, especially since Jim Harbaugh took over. The right side of any game involving the Niners at home is the Niners. You have to lay the number and force the other team. I believe Jim Harbaugh is on a 13-3 run against the spread as a home favorite. Underneath a touchdown, I'll force Green Bay to go in there and cover that number. They got blown out in the NFL playoffs. I don't know if they get blown out as badly, but awful hard to go against the Niners with a value number of less than a touchdown.
Yeah, there you go. The Sunday night game, I love Sunday night because we've already been through the war during the day. Then we can cool our jets on Sunday night. The Cowboys are hosting the Giants. The Cowboys right now favored by 3. What do you think?
It's funny. Giants have won since the new stadium. Giants are undefeated in that stadium, and that's something that I kind of look at. They play well there. They play well against Dallas. Eli seems to have their number. I know people are high on Dallas, but I always say that home team laying that 3 number always seemed to be a trap number, and I'm inclined not to fall for that trap. I'll take the Giants plus the 3.
What do you think for you as you look? I mean, first of all, when you prep and you go into the week, you obviously look at all the games on the board, and what do you think is the best game period on the board for somebody who's betting?
Week 1's hard because you really can't gauge what has gone on from the preseason. So I've said this since I came on and started doing media when the movie came out. Always tread real lightly, only in week 1 when you can see the starters playing the full game and you get a better understanding of personnel that first week. I've said that. To me, of the entire slate on Sunday, to me the most intriguing game is Atlanta going into New Orleans. To me, I just think Matt Ryan versus Drew Brees, Sean Payton back, Saints at home. Atlanta's the big bully. Here they come. Everybody's talking Falcons Super Bowl. Other than Denver Raven, how that game plays out. First of all, I think it goes over the post total as well. But just seeing Atlanta having to open up the road with Peyton being back to me, that's the most intriguing game on Sunday.
Yeah. When is it, you know, when you sit and you lay all this stuff out, what is your jam day? What is the day that is really the craziest for you in the week as you get ready for, well, really the Thursday night game, but really for the Sunday action?
It was today. It was today. Putting the pieces together. But then on Friday afternoon, when I've seen the NFL lines move from Monday through Friday, Friday's a big prep day. And believe it or not, Saturday when I'm finalizing what I'm going to do and where my big play, because I'm always about the, you know, the big play. I'm always about releasing that one play. A tip I give people who want to wager for entertainment purposes only is always have that one play you like. There's other plays that you like, you know, bet those smaller, but never let those other plays. For instance, if I have one play I really like, I'll put $100 on it. If there's two other plays I like, maybe I'll put $30 on those two plays. So if I end up hitting my big play but lose my two smaller plays, guess what? I had a winning day because I hit my big play. That's how I've kind of always done it. All these friends of mine bet five, six, seven games, and they bet them all the same. And then they go, God, I just love that one game a little more, and I didn't bet as much on it. Well, then there's your mistake. And that's kind of how I approach it. So Saturday I'll finalize what that one big play is. I got an idea right now who it is, but I just want to check a couple more things, see where that late line move is, make sure I'm not on a game that the public's hammering 2-3 points, and then Saturday night I'll pull the trigger.
Nice. Okay, Monday night there's a couple of games. The one that we're interested in is Eagles and the Redskins. RG3 back for some action. Is it going to be a good game for him?
I think so, just because Philly's defense is going to be their problem. I think offensively they're going to be fine. I think offensively with the up-tempo and what they're going to do, I think they're going to be fine offensively. I think their holes are going to be on the defensive side, and I love what Shanahan's doing. I love what they're doing as a football team. I think we're in for a high-scoring game between Philadelphia and Washington on Monday night.
Yeah. And if this is the first time you've heard Brandon Lang on our show, really cool. He kind of alluded to it since he started doing media after the picture, the Hollywood movie that was made after Brandon Lang, Two for the Money, telling really your story. Still so cool to me that you have your story on the screen, and the actor who played you is Matthew McConaughey. It's very cool. Al Pacino's in the movie. I just rewatched that the other day. When's the next movie coming out? Do you have any other movies coming out that are based on your life?
No. There's a show that's getting a lot of hype called Money Talks on CNBC Prime about a handicapper in Vegas that runs a boiler room operation. He's a very dear friend of mine. He asked me to be in the pilot, so I'm in the pilot. I'm not a regular on his show, but he wants me to come in and make little cameos from now and then. And I told him I'd do it because he's a very, very dear friend. It's called Money Talk. I think it airs on CNBC Prime 9 p.m. next Thursday night. That's the next thing you'll see me in mass media. But I've always said to you that the only thing that matters in life, because I'm 50, my wife's 40, she looks 20, is that as I get older, maybe a little chubbier, maybe a little more balding, I can always walk in that bedroom and say, honey, close your eyes. Here comes Matthew McConaughey. And at the end of the day, Kate, that's all that matters, darling. That's all that matters.
I love that. All right, check him out at BrandonLang.com. He is the best. Brandon, thanks so much.
All right, Kate, talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
And healthy, extremely wealthy. Walk in the trees and did as I pleased. I thought I was rich. Oh, yeah. Some sweet seduction. I could feel the suction. Reaching my palm and doing no harm. Just fingers and needles. What a bitch.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're hitting our final turn here for this hour of America Tonight. Don't forget, coming up in our next hour, our first Nail the Score. If you have one eye open, if you have half an eyeball open, it's a lot of fun. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. Then you call, say which team you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. It doesn't take incredible knowledge to pick. It's just like picking lottery numbers or Keno numbers or bingo numbers for that matter. I mean, of course, I guess they're calling out the numbers and you're circling them on a card. But it's easy. Get it? And it's fun. So if you are out there shaking and baking, participate. Because you could be a winner. You'll have fun playing anyway, and we'll talk a little football in between the mix, because for goodness sake, we can't talk about Syria the entire show. Whew. Or we could, probably. But we want to take a little break from that, right? So we will take a little break from that. And like I said, that's coming up. In the meantime, we're going to get ready for that by taking a look at some of the possibilities, a couple of the matchups, and mixing in a few other things too, by the way, along the way. The big news besides, I think, Syria is probably Ariel Castro. A lot of people still reacting to Castro's death in prison, the fact that he would have spent the rest of his life in prison for kidnapping three young girls who became women while they were in his house, impregnating one of them, and then supposedly he had gotten one of them pregnant again and again and was aborting the babies. There was some kind of controversy over that. I mean, regardless, what happened with him was just absolutely heinous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. So a lot of you sent emails about that, and we will do an email segment a little bit later as well on this show. But, as I said, we're kicking off our very first Nail the Score for this season anyway. And it all starts, the season really rolls out on Thursday night. So our pal down under, Jack Alexander, joins us because he's decided, since he's never covered the NFL, but he likes to brag and he thinks he knows the game, that he's going to try to go up against me in picking the winners this week in the NFL. Jack, what's happening?
I'm looking forward to it, Kate.
You know, sometimes there is such a thing as beginner's luck.
That is, as a poker player, yes, that is very true.
And you know, that's why I say, when I say nail the score, you don't have to know football, because really it's true. It's, I mean, really, when people bet on football games, they're just, I mean, they can look at statistics and they can tell you they're brilliant at analyzing things. But baloney, there is a little bit of luck involved sometimes in picking games and figuring the odds. But you and I are just doing it straight up, so we don't even have to worry about that. The first game that kicks off the season is the Ravens at the Broncos. And you're a big Denver head, so I can't imagine you're going to pick against the Broncos, are you?
No. Denver all the way. Peyton Manning is just, he's been a breath of fresh air into the Broncos. We've had a couple of bad quarterbacks over the last four or five years, so now we're back in the game.
You mean Tim Tebow was a bad quarterback?
Yes. From looking at it from an outsider's perspective, and I'm still learning the rules of the game. Watching Tebow, look, when he threw a Hail Mary and it landed, it was perfect. And, you know, Tebow is well known for that. But, you know, you can't win week after week on Hail Marys.
Yeah, I agree with that. You can't win week after week. He's not an NFL quarterback, so John Elway knew that. That's why he always had that mysterious look on his face. He was glad to see Tim Tebow go. He's a good guy. So you and I both agree. I say Denver, you say Denver. Of course, there is one big missing element from Denver, and it's Von Miller. He's out for six games, and he is a stud of a player, so that might cause them problems down the line, but it doesn't matter at this point, because I think with the Ravens at home, it might be a close game, but I think Denver wins that one too. Okay, the Patriots and the Bills, the Pats are on the road, and the Bills are hosting them. New England, I'm just going to throw this in here, even though we're not going by the lines, New England is actually favored by 11 in this one. Who do you like, Jack?
I'm actually going for the Patriots in this.
Yeah, that's a layup. It's not even worth discussing. The Patriots, even though they're missing Aaron, I'm a criminal, Hernandez, it doesn't matter. The Bills are going with a quarterback who's never even played in the pros, so I'd say the Patriots should probably crush them. All right, the Bears and the Bengals. This one is in Chicago, and this could be a really actually tight, interesting game. Who do you like in this one?
I think I'm going for the Bengals.
All right, so you say the Bengals.
Yeah.
This is Marv Lewis's team, and he's been the coach there actually for 11 years. I like this guy. But I'm going to go with the Bears on the other side. I think the Bears win this one, but it's going to be close. This one could go really either way. All right, so we go from the Bengals and the Bears to, let's see, week 17. It's going to be a long season. All right, the Browns and the Dolphins, and this one is in Cleveland. It's pretty, I think this is almost a pick 'em. I'm giving you a hint here. It's pretty much even. You could go either way in this one. Who do you like?
I'm actually going for Miami in this.
Yeah, I'm going for Miami too. So we both agree on that. Miami.
But yeah, I think there'll be less than a touchdown in it.
Oh yeah, with an even the way it is, the odds makers couldn't even decide. All right, the Lions are hosting the Vikings. I'm just going to tell you out of the gate, I'm going with the Lions all the way in this one. I think they'll make havoc for the Vikings, and I think this is going to be a good year for Detroit. the city is just getting hammered in all directions. I like the quarterback for this team, Matty Stafford. He's someone I watched in high school. He grew up just down the street from where I am. So I think he's going to have a big year, and I think this is going to start off the year in a big way. What do you think?
Actually, I'm going for the Vikings. I just think that they're just going to – it's going to be one of those miracle games. It'll be one of the shocking games of this round.
Whoa.
All right, whoa. Of course, the mothership is in Minnesota, so maybe Jack is sucking up to the mothership, and that's a good thing. The Raiders and the Colts in this one. Indy is favored by 10+. Who do you like, Raiders and the Colts?
Look, I'm definitely going for the Colts. I think they're going to kick the Raiders all the way back.
I do, too. There's no chance the Raiders are winning this game. Falcons and the Saints. It's in New Orleans.
I'm going for the Saints. I just think they're going to be far too strong for Atlanta.
Saints. I'm going for the Saints, too. I think so, too. I think home game, no way. Buccaneers and the Jets. The Jets are hosting the Buccaneers, and they're playing with Geno Smith, and there's all kinds of problems in Jetland. For that reason, though, I am going with the Jets. What do you think?
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers. Oh, my family lives in Tampa. They're dying to get me to go down to Florida, go see the Eagles play the Bucs in a couple of weeks. All right, Titans and the Steelers. The Steelers naturally are favored in this one. What do you think?
I think the Steelers are going to take it.
Not even worth commentary on that one, I agree.
No.
Seahawks and the Panthers. Seahawks are favored by 3.5. The Seahawks could have an interesting year this year. I'm going to go with Seattle.
Yeah, same here. Seattle.
Seattle.
It's going to be too strong.
Okay, Seattle's going to be too strong. All right, then we have Chiefs and the Jags. Who do you like in this one?
Chiefs all the way.
Chiefs. I'm going to say the Chiefs, too. I don't like the Jags. They never do well. They're not going to do well this time around, at least in this matchup. The Rams and the Cardinals. This is a tight one.
This is one of the harder ones, but I'm going for the Cardinals.
All right, Cardinals, and I'm going to go for the Cardinals, too. Then we have the Packers and the 49ers. This might be the toughest one to pick on the game, of the week. I'm going to go with the 49ers in this one. I think they have the depth, the home field advantage. Aaron Rodgers is great for the Packers, but I think Kaepernick is going to be stronger, and I go for the 49ers. What do you say?
No, I'm turning the tides the other way.
Packers.
Going for the Packers.
All right, we're going to squeeze in a couple more. Giants and the Cowboys. Who do you like there?
Giants.
Giants. I like the Giants, too. We both like the Giants. Finishing things out, we got a couple of Monday night games, and the Monday night games are Eagles and the Redskins. Who do you like? I'm going with the Eagles.
I knew you'd be going for the Eagles, but unfortunately the Redskins are going to be plucking the Eagles' tail feathers.
All right, and the last one, Texans and the Chargers. What do you think?
Houston all the way.
Houston all the way. I say Houston, too. All right, we disagree on a few. This could be interesting. Think of a wager. We might make one. Thanks, Jack. We'll do it again next week. Our pal down under. Thanks for listening to ATN.
Have a good one, Kate.
Thank you.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.